country is desperate for someone to show us the way. Not the old way, but a new way.
The Uchi Show. Uchi.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure
the Uchi Show.
Penis.
Penis.
Louder.
Penis.
Give me another word for penis.
Prick.
Prick.
Peter.
Peter.
Cock.
Mm. Cock.
Rod.
Rod. Rod.
Dick.
Dick.
Prick.
Prick. We've got it.
Me.
Right.
What?
Ding
me?
Dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Wan.
Wan. Ryan.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Talking about and using sexual terminology is difficult for many people because of the guilt and embarrassment from our heritage.
Okay, let's all say it, okay? Prick.
Prick.
Prick. Prick. Peter.
Peter.
Cock.
Rod.
Dick.
Meat.
Ding dong.
Wand.
Wiener.
Tool.
Joint.
Teachers must be able to use these words without becoming upset, or they will not be able to communicate with their students.
We're live.
Look like.
Yo, it is another edition of the Uchi Show, man. What's going on? We are broadcasting live worldwide. Hey, thank you so much for coming on in and hanging on out with us. Let me bring in one of my cohorts, confidants, right-hand mans. And by the way, his name is Beaufy. What's up, bro, man? Welcome to the program.
What's up, brother?
I am awesome. And yourself, man?
I am doing very well.
I am really, really, really glad to hear that. And by the way, it's been a long-ass week, man, and it's another Friday night in full effect. And I want to say what's up to everybody, man. Last Friday, by the way, the first of the month was fantastic. You got to give it up and say, I want to give big thanks to Dave over at Crikey, our good friend Dom from
The Dresh.
You guys were all over the place, man. During the live show, and of course, you know, we have people tweeting for us and with us because we're on the air and we just, you know, can't sit there and tweet while we do this show. Like right now, they're on the Twitter accounts on Uchi Show and the @Uchi behind the scenes getting the tweets out. And also, you saw too, Bufta, VPZ Radio had a couple of tweets too. So big thanks to all of our, how do we want to call them?
Tweety partners.
A big thank you, go ahead.
Our Twitter affiliates.
Yep, and once again, we want to apologize for your audio. Last week it wasn't too bad. Tonight we're having a little bit of the same problem. Did you tell everybody that you've actually moved your studio into a shed? And you've been chopping wood all fucking day.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Tell the truth, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to take after and be part of the full-fledged Jimmy Crew membership, so I guess I'm taking after him.
You know what, really, and you didn't tell anybody, prior to coming on the air, we usually do like a little, we do sound and we do audio clip checks and all that, and you actually threw your camera on and I actually had a fucking look at you for like fucking 3 minutes and I almost lost myself.
Yeah, I finally got the old cam operation again, so you know.
Thanks. Really, I really appreciate that.
We're live.
No shit.
Brilliant.
Why did you bother doing that though, to spook the living crap out of me?
Well, that, and I was gonna check out the cam's mic and see what kind of sound I was getting through it, but actually made it worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's the weather. It's been kind of up and down here in the New York area. I don't know what kind of weather you've had all week in Kentucky, but maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's your internet. I don't know what the problem is. But, you know, it wasn't really too bad last week. But, you know, it's noticeable. We need to work on that. We will.
But I'll tell you what, it has been pretty yucky here all week. It's been cloudy and snowy, and I don't remember when's the last time I actually saw a clear blue sky with the sun out.
Cloudy Man Part 2, the Connecticut version.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
No idea about that, but yeah, so that could be reminiscent to what's going on. But on the note I was getting at, I want to thank everybody for their tweets. Large turnout for the show. And by the way, if you go on to uchi.com right now and you just select the iTunes logo in the center of the page, you can go download the show. I know several people have done it. And the tweets, I got a lot of tweets over the week. I don't know if you got any Beauf or emails, but I got tons of more people saying, good to hear you back. And there's actually one that makes the Uchi Show news tonight, where this, you were referred to as the hillbilly. The hillbilly.
I guess that southern accent gives me, it's more like a hillbilly accent.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad as some on Doug Dynasty or something.
He's a jackass.
I mean, do you find yourself that sounding like a hillbilly?
High five.
No, not really. I just find myself as a just a good old country gent.
Well, like I said, there have been there's a couple of emails with where that came up, and people said, "I really enjoy the hillbilly you have on your program."
Shut up, dummy.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm glad they enjoy it.
I hear you. You know what? I got to give a shout out. I don't know if you, I know you, I don't know if you still are, but I know you are very, 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 very big, big guy into the fast food, especially when you used to work, your secondary job, your liquor store routine. You would actually hit like the TBs up, the Taco Bells and whatever else. What else was in your, what else did you eat over there that actually, created the Buford, special, sauce?
Well, it was Taco Bell. There was a McDonald's, a Subway.
Suck my asshole, Taco Bender!
Every now and then, we'd order some pizza delivered to the store.
Now, you guys have Popeyes over there? Popeyes Fried Chicken?
Not directly around us. There's a few in Louisville.
All right. The reason why I bring that up is because we have a lot of them here in the New York metro area. Great food company. I mean, they make really good fried chicken. It's not, I mean, it's not something that I eat all the time, but it's definitely something that I will do, because you know you got to have that fast food night or a night where you just want to get something a little bit different. So you go for that. And like I had TB this week as a little treat, had my pizza and all that. So I said, all right, we're going to TB it. We're going to Popeyes it tonight. So prior to coming on the air, I went and got a bucket. I actually had to stop at like 2 to 3 places. And I know I sent you pictures of me in line at McDonald's, right? You picture McDonald's on a Friday night, it's insanity.
Yeah, a few of them around here get that way. You know, like I always tell people, you know, if you're going to go through the drive-thrus, always order something where they have to make it special, because if you don't, you'll get it cold or get it wrong. Say, like, for instance, usually I'll go in there and get a double quarter pounder with cheese.
What?
But I'll ask them no onions, so that way they'll have to make it fresh and it'll be hot. A lot of times you go through drive-thrus, they'll fuck you at the drive-thru.
Brilliant!
Yeah, but wouldn't you say this, though, if you're that guy, you're walking up and you're going, hey, I want that one without onions. Don't you think they may take one with onions and just scrape it off with their fingers and wrap it back up?
Is it possible for you to shut the fuck up for 10 seconds?
But usually I have pretty good luck if I order something special. Usually it's pretty hot. But, yeah, every now and then I'll run into something that's cold or something. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Nah, I hear you. I just wanted to throw it out there because the reason is, I don't know what it is, but for some reason when I get Popeyes or fried chicken for the matter, especially Popeyes, I don't really get anything else. But when I get that stuff, I am sitting here in the studio right now and I'm like, man, we're alive and there's nothing I could do. I am just letting out some gastric bypass bombs. It's like if somebody gutted something out of me or you walked in the room, you'd like, what the fuck just died in this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now chicken will do that to you because it does it to me. But like earlier in the week at work, I made some homemade bean burritos to take with me. It like took 2 days to get it unattached from the inside of my belly.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was like trying to scrape off dried up concrete.
Oh my God! What are your ingredients for homemade? What are they? Bean burritos? You said.
Yes, actually, it was quite good. Because what I did, folks, I guess we're forming our own little segment of the cooking. Go ahead.
What was that?
That was the old game show thing, but hey, we can use it for the cooking segment.
So we need to have that for a cooking
the
segment.
The cooking with...
Uchi has a very big penis.
Good. Give everybody your... Now we're on the Buford Food Network. Go.
Okay, anyway, you go out, go to your local Walmart, Kroger's, or what it may be, and buy you a package of flour tortillas. And what you do, get you a couple of cans of refried beans, get you some Mexican shredded cheese,
diarrhea,
some guacamole, some sour cream, and what I bought, what I found at Walmart, Taco Bell just came out with it. You can buy it at Walmart. Their new Chipotle sauce is to die for. Excellent. So what you do is you go ahead and...
You are one pathetic loser.
All your ingredients, and being I worked at Taco Bell, I know how to wrap a burrito. So I fold them. I go ahead and pre-make them, and I just take them in and heat them up in the microwave, and voila, there you go, a little quickie lunch.
The only kind of quickie lunch I like are the ones where I get to stick my dick in some chick. Oh! Sorry. Little quickie lunch, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
So you're proud of that, what you just did?
Well, I wasn't proud when I was going through the pains and stuff of trying to remove it all out of my system, but when it went down, it was damn good.
Oh, it's going to stink.
Yay!
Hey, a lot of stuff going on this week. A lot of stories. We have a lot of stories to get to. So what I want to do without further ado is I want to just play this one for you. And then I want you to elaborate on this. Take a listen to this.
A woman was arrested yesterday. Metro says she was having sex with a...
What now? The woman, there's a woman that was arrested. This comes from Vegas. She was having sex with a... Fill in the blank, Buf. Having sex with a what?
Probably a kid.
Nope.
Somebody non-legal. An animal.
You're right. Take a listen.
Pit bull in her backyard. Investigators.
She's having sex with a pit bull. In her backyard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take a listen. I'll play it out.
Say 23-year-old Kara Van Der Eyck was engaged in sexual acts with the animal in full view of her neighbors. They say she appeared to be under the influence of drugs or mentally ill. She couldn't identify herself or answer basic questions. She is charged with open and gross lewdness. The dog is in the custody of animal control.
What do you think of that? You want to touch on that?
Let's just say I wouldn't want to see that video.
How about...
If anybody took a video of that, seen it.
How about if you were the cop that had to get called and roll up on that?
I feel sorry for him. I really do. Wouldn't want to be him.
Would you want to be the person, though, that has to go up there going, excuse me, excuse me, and this is what you hear as you're walking up? You want to be the one to break that up?
Yeah, and another thing, wouldn't have been wild if the dog was actually enjoying it and the officer was going to break it up and the dog turned on the officer.
I can agree with that. Yeah, especially a pit bull, too. I mean, I'm not saying have sex with animals, but, you know, you would pick a dog that has a locked jaw like that that could actually grip down on you and not let go? What do you do?
Well, I wouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
I agree. They said she was drugged out, incoherent, didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like I said, a lot of fucking stories. We got so many stories to get to. Here's another one. This is a wrestling coach. I believe this is in New Jersey. Take a listen to this fucking story.
When a youth wrestling coach in Hoboken was arrested after exposing himself masturbating in a high school hallway.
Masturbating in a high school hallway, Beef. Your thoughts?
He's been watching too much of the Porky Saga.
Gross.
Cops say 28-year-old Brandon Kinney was caught on surveillance video ducking into a hallway and while pleasuring himself near the gym. They say it happened while the Hackensack High School was hosting a tournament for wrestlers between the ages of 6 and 14.
So he's actually watching kids between the ages of 6 and 14 in the school, knowing that there is a there are surveillance cameras everywhere. You're being videotaped. You're being watched. And you are that much of a sick, pathetic son of a bitch that you pull your junk out in the middle of the hallway and just fucking go to town on it?
Douchebag.
Paging Dr. Douchebag!
Kenny was charged with lewdness and released with a summons.
Released with a summons, Beef. Do you think that's enough?
No. No, he should have got more than released. Let him spend a few days or whatever in the old pokey, and maybe he'll get rid of that lewdness attitude that he thinks of.
I agree. Unfucking believable. Now, I don't know if you know this guy or you're aware of this story, because you live in Kentucky. And this guy allegedly came from Texas and has made his way into Kentucky. And he goes around in a wheelchair. And, you know, a lot of people, we talked about this on the show a ton of times, where, you know, the panhandlers that you see out at your subway stations, especially in the city here, you see them in the street. They're always asking you for change or more money. They always have that story that they're, you know, either unemployed, fell on tough times. They want it for food. You know, maybe some of these people are legit, but how do you know that? I don't know that, and I don't know how you would know that, but don't you ever have it in the back of your mind, a thought goes through the back of your mind, is this person really handicapped, or are they just full of shit? I mean, does that go through your mind at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially after seeing enough stories about similar incidents on Discovery Channel or different channels where they say people that go up and panhandle would collect money and everything, and then they change into their good clothes and five blocks down the road hop in their BMW and drive off.
Excuse me a second. What are you babbling about?
No, I agree with you on that. And there was a case like that, I think it was in Louisiana, where they followed this girl. She was on the side of highways. And she was asking people for change. I mean, she wasn't a bad-looking girl. You know what helps, too, is she was young. She would wear the type of shirt that looked like it was kind of old, so you would see some cleavage, and you know, get, like, oh, my God, boobs. And I don't know, some guys associate women's breasts with cash. You know, they think right away of titty bars and so on and so forth. Am I right or wrong, though?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so what I'm saying is, these guys would see her, and they would give her like $20, dude. $20, $40, $10. And it was even a couple of truckers that did that. And they actually rolled up on these truckers. And they're like, hey, you just gave that girl over there $20. He's like, well, I felt bad for her. Said she had to feed her kids. And she ain't have a man. And she's living in a tent and all this bullshit. They follow this chick back to the house. She lives in like a two-story fucking cape, bro. New car in the driveway. She goes inside, changes, comes back out. Lipstick on, hair done. Pops in the car, they follow her to the store. She's spending all this cash on food, this and that. And then her husband comes home. So they confronted him, and they're like, who are you? And he's like, who are you? We're the media. You married to that chicken there? He's like, yeah, why? What does she do for a living? Well, she's a stay-at-home mom, takes care of her kids. So they're like, watch this video. And he's like, holy shit. It's like she's hooking, though. You know, but she's not hooking, because the only thing she wasn't doing was sucking anybody's dick. She was taking the cash from the drivers. She was just playing the old, I'm homeless, and I ain't got this, and I ain't got that. So these guys felt bad for her, and they're like, oh, okay, no problem, sweetheart, here you go. He was like, what the fuck? But, you know, in the back of my mind, this is what I was thinking.
Bull crap!
You know, he knew what the fuck she was doing. But, I mean, how dangerous is that, though? If your old lady's doing that, you don't know if somebody's going to roll up, maybe pull a gun or something, throw her in the back of the truck or some shit and just take off with her, especially if she's not bad looking. You know, it's kind of one of those chicks, if you see her, you go, oh, well, you know, if she don't look like she'd clean up that bad, you know. I would definitely deal with that. So, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think it was last summer or last spring, I was coming across the interstate overpass, and there at the light right before you turn to get on the exit, there was a young couple out there, and the young girl was standing out there in the blazing hot sun, pregnant.
Okay.
Which didn't make any sense. Why would you have your, if you're trying to collect money and everything, why would you have your pregnant girlfriend or wife out there standing in a hot sun being pregnant? I mean, well, that's neglect right there.
Yeah, I know, but there are some people that'll use it for an act. It depends how long you watch them, though. They might have been out there maybe for, she might have been out there only for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then she go dip somewhere, cool off, chill out. We did a story, I think a couple of years ago, Jim and I had it on the air, where they had the kids out on a street corner. And it was like in L.A. or in Texas. It was like 97 degrees. And they had like a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old out there on the street, these people. So people call the cops. They're like, oh, there's a family out there. There's kids involved. The cops show up, just the husband's out there. The wife and the kid are in the laundromat in the air conditioning. They were only out there just when a bunch of cars came. You know, they saw the freeway letting out. Come on, get out. You know, showtime.
I'm telling you, the way people think.
Well, they'd do anything for a buck. But this is why I was asking. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, because there was a big thing in Kentucky with this guy. I believe in Louisiana. Louisville, sorry. Take a listen to this clip and let me know if this sounds familiar to you, if you've heard this story. Take a listen to this fucking guy.
Why isn't that camera for?
You hear the way he sounds, though? He's like, why ain't that camera for? You hear the way he sounds? Like he's, mentally distraught?
Yeah. Right. Mentally challenged.
Yeah, right. Sorry, now listen to this.
Chances are you've seen him.
Try to dip. To the restaurant.
All right, now let me paint a picture for our listeners who are not watching this, because they can't. This guy's in a wheelchair. His hands are like fucked up. He keeps them in front of his face. He keeps his head slightly tilted to one side, and he's like, "Why, Buford's a hillbilly?" You know what I mean? So take a listen, yeah. Just so you guys know.
Empathized with his wheelchair, his drawn hands, his story ripped at your heart.
Damn, give me money. And to get some eat.
And Buford is a hillbilly.
And if so, you're not alone.
I was a millionaire one time. Sue Honda of America.
What?
$2.4 million.
Now, if you just heard what he said there, that his mom was a millionaire. She sued Honda for $2.4 million, okay? That part of the story is true. Listen, yeah. Just listen. That's true.
All that money gone now.
That actually is the truth. We did some research, and sure enough, Thompson's mother was the plaintiff in a 1993 lawsuit against Honda for a motorcycle accident. The wreck left him with limited mobility, but it certainly didn't make him mentally handicapped, and we knew better.
You were just talking to me fine a second ago.
When?
Lexington police say he's taken his act on tour of the city to places like the Lansdowne Shops, Hamburg, and the Zandale Corridor.
You haven't heard of any of these places, dude, and you've lived there?
Well, it's been a while since I lived in Lexington. That was in Lexington.
Yeah, but
I lived there for a while, but it sounds familiar.
Yeah,
but no, I never heard of the story. Usually, we don't get too much local Lexington news in this area.
Yeah, we know why, because of the way you read the stories from last week, they figure you're not going to fucking read them anyway correctly. But what I'm saying is, this guy is all over the place. You should get a hold of him. We can get him on the air, and I could talk with him.
I'm the same way as you.
And see what he does. It's not really his voice, though.
Okay.
Watch.
Nicholasville Road. We busted this bogus beggar right outside the police department just minutes after a press conference about
it. I'm the best in Lexington. I appreciate you guys busting me. Yeah, I'm really good at it. Really good.
Do you hear his voice? That's the way he really talks.
Yeah.
That's the way he really fucking talks.
Now I know where Nicholas.
So you know where that is?
Yeah, I know where Nicholasville Road's located. That's like one of the main strips. You got like all kinds of malls and shopping centers and businesses along that strip.
All right. Well, that's where he is. Let me play the rest of this for you.
I clear about $100,000 a year doing
that. He clears $100,000 a year doing that. Are you buying that? What did I tell you?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I bet he probably does make good money. You know, from some of the past stories and stuff that I've come across, you know, people, you can actually make a living off of doing that.
$100,000 a year, dude? This guy's probably driving a Mercedes and lives in a bigger fucking house than you do. Listen.
$100,000 a year. Yeah, about 60 to 100.
The 30-year-old said he's from Austin, Texas, and has done the same thing there. He also says he's got a degree in speech-language pathology. He's combined that training with his wheelchair and found that panhandling pays.
Ready to move to another city and start this?
No, I'm not. I'm just beginning.
And just like that...
My bead boy, I'm just playing. I got to go, y'all. I got to make some money.
He was back at it again.
What do you think of that, Beauf? What is your touching on that?
Well, my touching is, you know, people are going to keep on... People like him are going to keep on doing that stuff until your local government or law enforcement or something... They decided to crack down and enforce or create a new law and stuff like that. I mean, it just kills me.
I agree. I mean, there's a lot of news that went on this week. There's just a lot of stuff out there that people just have to get, you know, grasp and try to understand what's going on. I mean, but these panhandlers, though, we've talked about this over and over again. And I don't. People are just. I guess you know. How do you say it? You know, they're just more on a caring side when they see somebody these days. And you know, what I think drives a lot of it too is the fact that you have the economy the way it is, and a lot of people see people like, oh man, that guy's going through a rough time like everybody else. You know, but you don't take a step back and take a look at it though. I'm not saying all of them. And I said this already. I'm not saying all of them are like this. But dude, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. I mean, would you give it a shot if you knew you could make that kind of money?
I don't know. I actually have some morals and values. I mean,
but we're talking $60,000 to $100,000.
If I didn't have a place to live or I was on the skids or something, yeah, I probably would do it. But if I had a nice place and everything and had a decent job and everything, no, I wouldn't do it.
All right. $60,000 to $100,000 a year to panhandle. All right, I want to get into this story with you because this is another one. Like I said, tonight is like bonus night of news. We have so many stories to get through. Doctors, do you know what a gynecologist is?
Yes.
All right. Now, what are your feelings on this? Because there's a lot of emotions on this. When I talk to a lot of women about this, there's a lot of emotions. If you're a chick and you got to go to a gynecologist, because women do that once a year, it's like an annual where they go get checked. If you're a chick, do you prefer going to a man or a woman, or is there no preference? That's like with you as a dude. When you go to a doctor and you know, for example, you got to have your prostate checked or your junk checked, who do you prefer to look at your junk, a guy or a chick?
I don't know. I've really never thought about it. Probably. I don't know.
All right. So you're one of the people that it doesn't matter. You know, me, I'm kind of the same way with a woman. I'm not ashamed of myself, so I don't really care. With women, it's a little more personal. I don't have a vagina. Last time I checked, I don't think you did.
Uchi has a very big penis.
So I just want to make sure that we're on the same page with this. Because a woman is different. You know, the whole spreading of the legs, the vagina, the violation, blah, blah, blah. Some women I talk to will not go to a dude. And this is a reason why. It's not just because, her pussy's going to be looked at by a strange dude. It's going to be touched. The reason is, and hear me out and tell me this is not logical, and I agreed. I said, you're absolutely right. a man does not have the same features of a woman. So how can I go to a female doctor and go, you know, when you pee, you get that pain on your balls and you want to fart at the same time? What is she going to tell me? I mean, help me out on this. Do you think it's, am I far-fetching on this? Because this is right, because a woman says the same thing. How could she go tell a male doctor, well, you know, when you're getting slam fucked and your clit starts to turn, he's going to go, yeah, that happened to me last night.
Pussy.
What do you think, Beauf?
No, I agree with you. You nailed that right on the button. Yeah, I think it'd be wise, especially for women, to go see a female doctor, because basically it boils down to the doctor. A female doctor can relate to her females, their female patients, and the patient can relate to the doctor, and actually they can come down to solving the issue of the problem that the patient's having.
There's a huge tree trunk in my ass. Okay.
Hopefully that's not one of the problems, but exactly. That's exactly what I'm getting at. So why I'm bringing this up is because there's a case, and I don't know where this was. I think it was Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. There's a gynecologist there. All right, it's Minnesota or Maryland, one of the places. We'll hear it in the story, though. This guy is a male. And he's had tons of women come in, and there's been over 2,000 chicks that called. Take a listen to this story and tell me that this is not fucked up shit, dude.
Baltimore police confirm they have gotten calls from thousands of patients of Dr. Nikita Levy, the Hopkins gynecologist accused of recording their exams.
All right, Beauf, there you go. Tell me that is not like, what? How the fuck did he do that?
Well, now, I nowadays they got all them hidden spy cans and everything, and it's just like Allie Mickey's little viral videos and stuff of massage parlors and dentist offices and
right.
doctor offices,
right.
and they do all this crazy crap.
Right. Now, but how is a woman supposed to be safe and secure? I do know that the big thing, too, now is they had a thing with nude beaches. I remember years ago, one of the first cases I saw in New York where somebody was actually arrested was, you know, when cell phones got big and, like you said, the spy cam things. There was a gym in Midtown Manhattan where these guys actually were in a van, and they had those mini cams. They found women on the street, and they were like, hey, you want to join the gym? And the chick's like, nah, I don't have $60 a month. The guy's like, here's a one-year membership to the gym for free on me. So the chick's like, oh, yeah? What's the catch? So the guy's like, oh, no, no. All I need you to do is wear this little tiny camera, it's wireless, and walk through the shower room and the changing rooms when women are nude, and just stand there and get, like, their tits, their pussy, their ass. Don't get their faces. Just get their body parts. That's all you got to do. And she's like, really? He's like, why? Well, I'm into naked women. So it turns out she did it for a bit, until finally some fucking chick went to the manager and said, hey, this fucking broad, every time I get undressed, is standing behind me. And the thing that creeped the chick out was, like, she just got out of the shower. You know, she was bent over nude with her ass open, you know, drying her hair like chicks do. And she turns around, and this bitch is, like, on her knees trying to get her vagina from the floor. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Then she spotted the camera on her. And then the police were called. When they came, they checked where the transmission was going. The guy was parked right outside in a fucking van with, like, 15 laptops, dude. Going to town, we're getting all these images. And you know what they were doing? They were uploading them right onto a fucking voyeur website and charging members, like, $25 a month to get fresh nudes from the gym.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The things people do for entertainment.
Well, sex is a big business. Now, who's to say that this doctor didn't sell the stuff? But, you know, this story's kind of got a freaky twist to it because this guy ended up killing himself once the cops approached him. So take a listen to this.
WJC is live. Investigator Mike Helgren tells us where many are turning for help. Mike?
Vic, yes, we are now talking about more than 2,000 patients calling a police hotline looking for answers. It is a number that just keeps growing. More than 2,000 women have come to police after Dr. Nikita Levy was exposed. Detectives say the once respected Johns Hopkins gynecologist made photos and videos of their examination.
Unfucking believable, dude. Didn't this guy ever hear of internet porn, though? But then again, though, I don't know, maybe some... What could possess a guy? I mean, I could understand, okay, yeah, you're seeing pussy all day long. Tits, naked chicks, all day long. After a while, doesn't that become second nature to you? Where it's like another pussy, another pair of tits. Who cares? That's like being on a nude beach. Okay, you first get there, you get a hard-on, you see a naked chick. But after about 20 minutes... Enough is enough. Okay, there's one with a shaved pussy. Oh, there's one with hair. Oh, that was another one with nipples. You understand where I'm coming from? Doesn't it get repetitive after a while that you really have to go that fucking nuts to record? Unless you had an ulterior modem. An alternate modem where you're selling the shit and getting paid for it big time because you have, quote-unquote, an inside track. You're a gynecologist. You're guaranteed to get pussy pictures. Exams, fetish stuff. That's fetish shit that people can be like, oh my God, yeah, I want to see that chick get her vag opened up. It's shit that sells on the internet. So he's got the inside track to it. So I'm kind of trying to think that there's more to this than just him having a sick collection of, because I mean, how many times are you going to go home at night and pull up the same picture of pussy and masturbate to it, Beautiful? I mean, come on, really?
Exactly. Exactly.
They confiscated them from his home before he committed suicide.
I can't begin to imagine the unimaginable breach of trust that this incident has created for families and patients.
Yeah, can you imagine that, though? I mean, you're a woman. You are, I guess the only time you'll go back to have a gynecological exam is if you invite the doctor to your home because you're afraid to go anywhere and you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what's in these rooms. And you'd be surprised. You don't know, dude, every time you go somewhere, even the fitting rooms in stores. You know, how many fucking times you don't know what the fuck they got, dude? Am I right or wrong? You don't know who's watching you. I know there was one place in the city, actually it was in Florida, when I lived down there. They actually had a sign up in a store, and it made the news where it said, to our customers, please be aware that at certain points you may be under surveillance in our changing rooms. So what is that telling the woman? If the security guards want to pull it up and look at you nude while you're putting on a bathing suit, you can't do anything about it because there's a sign there that says, hey, you may be on surveillance. Do you think that's fucked up or not?
Yeah, it's more like an invasion of privacy and an invasion, a violation of the HIPAA.
The HIPAA of nudity.
And there are new fears. Police referred many of these women to counselors at Turnaround, and the nonprofit center says many patients who now need medical care are fearful of getting it.
A lot of those women are really struggling. They feel betrayed. They feel confused.
WJZ has also learned some lawyers may be discouraging clients from getting counseling. Johns Hopkins was served today with the first of what's expected to be many lawsuits.
People often blame themselves, and so I think there's a certain amount of I should have known. It's not their fault they ended up in this situation.
Now, what kind of a price can you put on this, by the way? Because these women are scarred for life. They are. Seriously. You know, women take that shit very serious. They only spread their legs for their lover. They only show their pussy to their lover, allegedly. You know, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. Unless you're a stripper or anything like that, then it's you wouldn't give a fuck. You'd be like, where's my cut of the fucking tape, bitch? But aren't you sitting there going, these women are fucked. What kind of a price tag? And this hospital now is going to get fucking... I mean, they're actually going to get their fucking balls sued right off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and plus, besides getting sued and everything... and being scarred for life, it makes you wonder if there's any other videos or clips that actually made it to the net or some type of distributor that, you know, that these people still don't realize that they could be out there floating around somewhere.
No, you're absolutely right. And they can always just blur the face out and be like, oh, here's a fetish gyno exam, you know. And you can't say it's you, because what are you going to go and identify? No, that's my pussy right there. Who the fuck's going to know that?
Police are working with federal authorities, contacting victims one by one.
Looking to see if Dr. Levy perhaps sold this material online, if he partnered with anyone else during the commission of this crime.
People have also expressed concern about investigators reviewing the videos.
Yeah, check that out too, though. Now you have to go through the embarrassment of being nude in front of this asshole. Second, you got to go through the fact knowing that he recorded you naked. And now third, the police are going to investigate the whole thing. And they're going to get to see you naked, too. Right or wrong? Mm-hmm. So it is it's a triple...
You're exactly right.
Yeah, a triple edge fuck.
We're live!
I think we don't know the extent of what happened in... You know, to some of these victims.
Many face not only a lengthy investigation, but also lingering questions, including whether they can trust their doctor again. And Dr. Levy spent most of his career working at the East Baltimore Medical Center. We have a number of links at cbsbaltimore.com if you would like counseling help or if you have legal questions. Reporting live, Mike Helgren, WJZ Eyewitness News.
Mike, thank you. A co-worker first alerted Hopkins Security about something suspicious in the exam room on February the 4th. Levy was soon fired. He committed suicide last week.
There you go. Buf, you should call the Action Hotline and tell them you're scarred just by hearing the story on the show.
I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you.
Unbelievable. Is there anything you want to add to that before we move on?
No, it's just appalling.
I agree. All right, Buf, you ready to get into this? Yours and my favorite part of the show? Listener submitted news stories. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get this rolling. By the way, these are the Uchi news stories. These are listener-submitted news stories submitted by you, the listeners. If you have one and you want to send it into the show, we get tons of them. Send it to uchishow@gmail.com. That's uchishow@gmail.com. If you always want to check out the links, log on right now to uchi.com, E-U-T-C-H-E.com, center tab. Buf, let's get it started off. Say hello to Becky of L.A., Los Angeles. Becky, what's up?
Hello, Becky, and thank you for tuning in. Glad you like the show.
Becky writes in her email, I'm so happy to hear the show live again, guys. You're very welcome, sweetheart. I listen to your show on my iPhone. I just downloaded last week's show. I love the hillbilly guy. There you go, Buf, what I was referring to earlier. The hillbilly guy.
Oh yeah.
There you go. It says here, I heard a story you did last week about the guy putting bleach in the baby's bottle. That's just sick. You remember that story? You did it last week.
Oh.
It says, check out this story. It's almost the same. All right. The story caption reads, six charged after child drinks Drano from sippy cup at a meth lab. Unfucking real, dude. A young child is in critical condition. Yeah, after drinking Drano from a sippy cup at a Santa Rosa County meth lab, a total of six people have been charged in connection with the incident. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says the individuals were involved in the production of methamphetamines at an apartment on Pontywood's Place in Milton. Deputy said the child was in the bathroom of the residence where Drano, a common component in the production of meth, was being stored in a child's sippy cup. You know what? I know you're a meth head. I know you're a meth addict. I know you're a fucking idiot. But if you know you have a child in the house, okay, you're poisoning yourself and you're killing yourself. That's fine and dandy because you're a fucking waste of sperm to begin with. And I know drug abuse is a problem and it's fucked up, but, you know, once you get yourself hooked on something, do everybody else a favor and don't fucking put anybody else in the middle of it. A sippy cup, you asshole. Why don't you put it in a fucking beer can? So maybe you would have, is that another beer? And you would have fucking drank it, you fucking dick.
I agree with you 100%. That is exactly right.
Which is the moral point of the day.
Exactly.
What do you call those little aluminum, not aluminum, but little containers you carry your whiskey and stuff
in? Yeah, a flask.
Oh, a flask.
Yeah, exactly. Unfucking real. The unsupervised child, of course, was unsupervised because it was with a bunch of fucking meth heads. Drank the chemicals from the cup, causing an immediate reaction. The child was transported to the area hospital for treatment and remains in critical condition. The child's father, 36-year-old Jonathan Wayne Glass,
three-name hillbilly alert,
was charged with cruelty toward a child with great bodily harm, three counts of unlawful possession of harmful new legend drug without a prescription, four counts of drug possession without a prescription, one count of drug trafficking, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The only charge I don't see in there is jackass alert. You don't see that there either, right, Buf? You're reading along.
Yeah, I don't see it. I can't understand why they left that one out.
Yeah, I don't know either. He's being held in a Santa Rosa County jail without bond. The child's mother, 25-year-old Victoria Lauren Chang,
three-name hillbilly alert,
was charged with child neglect, facing drug charges in connection with the meth lab. After Debbie Ann Harris, 43,
three-name hillbilly alert,
John Quincy Adams,
three-name hillbilly alert,
Justin Eric Goodwin,
three-name hillbilly alert,
and Ronnie Eugene Olson,
three-name hillbilly alert.
Wow.
There's a hillbilly party going on over here, hillbilly party going on over here, hillbilly party going on.
Pussy.
Mm-hmm. Man, you are one pathetic loser.
You want to add to this, Buf?
A hillbilly meth party.
Hillbilly meth party going on.
Word. All right, Buf, let's move on, and you take the next one. It's all yours.
All right. This story was sent in by Jake of New York. Say hello to Mr. Jake.
Jake, what's going on, man? Thank you very much for your email.
Jake says, love the show, man. It's too damn funny.
Thank you.
I'm a long-time listener, first time. He's a long-time listener, but yet, Mr. Ooch, he's a first-time story sender.
Nice.
I enjoy Uchi 24/7. It has both the classics and the new.
Hey, really quick. I want to jump on this. I want to jump on this with you. He said it has both the classics and the new, but I also want to let everybody know that you can get some really good classic shows. I was actually listening to one with you last night on Knight Rider Radio. Let everybody know about that, please. That's very important because Uchi 24/7 has both classics, the new and the old, but Buf, you've got some classic stuff, too, on your channel.
Oh, I got some classic Uchi show, even before I was even thought of being on the Uchi show. Folks, if you want to tune in to some real classic stuff, head on over to nightriderradio.com/KRRN Talk. That's our talk radio channel, and you can definitely hear some classic episodes of the Uchi show.
Thank you. All right, continue.
Oh, I was reading the story too, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I can't. It got me off track there. Anyway, Jake says, I can't believe at times that these stories are real, but they are, please. But they are, stories are real, but they are. Please see attached link.
Hooked on Phonics, Sweet Buford. This
guy looks scary. Anyway, the story's entitled Gerard Strader, Wisconsin Man, Had Sex with Couch Cops. Okay. Looking at his picture, he kind of looks like that dude that was on Con Air.
Couch fucker.
Am I thinking of Cyrus the Virus or something? Because that's what he looks like.
Yeah, you're close.
Anyway, Gerard Strader. Yeah, that'd be sound more like it. Accused Couch Humper. That's what the picture's entitled. Anyway, for this guy being...
Oh, fuck. Accused Couch Humper. Like, how do you have to prove it? You got to get a fucking sperm sample off the fucking couch? Seriously?
Well, that could be possible. For this guy being forced to sleep on the couch might not be much of a punishment. Police in Wisconsin have accused a 46-year-old man of enjoying curbside sex with a discarded sofa. Oh, my God. Here we go. Always in my stories, always get the funky long words. Waukesha Patch reports that an off-duty officer was jogging when he spotted Gerard Strader allegedly doing the deed with the furniture. Authorities charged Strader on Thursday with one count of lewd and ludicrous behavior, which carries a maximum of 9 months in prison.
For fucking a couch?
Could you imagine going to prison? They say, hey, boy, what are you in here for?
Fucking a couch.
Well, I was in here because I fucked a couch.
I fucked a couch. I fucked a couch, and you did not fuck me back. Oh, yeah.
According to the police report obtained by the smoking gun officer, Ryan Edwards, smoking gun officer, when they start giving officers nicknames in the media.
No. Yeah, what, by the smoking gun. The smoking gun is a website. Get your fucking head out of your ass. Smoking gun is a website. What they're saying is the smoking gun said that the police officer named Ryan Edwards.
Idiot.
Said Strader had been thrusting his pelvic area against the cushions, trying to sexually gratify himself by rubbing his penis between the two cushions.
I'm gonna get you, couch. That damn, that couch feel good. Is that a nacho between your cheeks? Oh yeah, couch.
Suck my big black dick.
There it is. Now here's another interesting that we have to kind of analyze and kind of touch on. Okay, he said rubbing his penis between the two cushions. I was kind of wondering what kind of couch it was.
You still want to show me your cucumber?
And you. If it was one of them rough fabric type what? Couches, you know he had to get a penis burn or something.
A couch dick burn.
He's a jackass.
You get done doing that, it's like...
Mutant.
Mutant. Charge! Anyway, so... We have Splashdown. Anyway, so much for resting in the love seat. When Edwards approached Strader, the suspect allegedly fled. Police arrested him the next day at a hotel where he works. Strader's motive remains unclear, but Delisted did offer one possible suggestion. You know what they said. More cushion for more pushing.
You're absolutely right. What a sick fucking story. I mean, you got to give it to our listeners, though. Jake, thank you for that. I mean, you got to give it to our listeners, Buf. They find the shit that is just, what the fuck is that? Seriously? Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
All right. Let's move on here. Say hello to David B. of Kentucky.
David B. of Kentucky. Appreciate you tuning in, my friend. Charge!
There you go. David writes, hey guys, you have one heck of a show. Hell yeah. Buford Goldboy. I think he spelled your name wrong. He's got two F's in there. Right? It's one F, right? B.
That's right. Actually, I think I might know this, David. So he might be one of my old liquor store customers. Sounds familiar. So just go ahead, read on.
There you go. Can't spell, though, but that's why he's a liquor store customer.
Excuse me a second. What are you babbling about?
It says this is the best...
No.
What?
Some people spell with two F's. That's all right. They still get the whole point across.
Whatever. I know when I did it a couple of times when we put you up on emails and postings, you got very fucking offended by it. Hey, first thing from you, you spelled my name wrong. It's one F. The website's not right, Uchi. But a listener does it, asshole, and it's okay, right? It gets the point across. How about this middle fucking finger in your face? Did that get the fucking point across, dick?
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, you fucking hypocrite fuck. Hypocrite fuck.
The website's got my name wrong, Uchi. The web people are dicks.
But our listeners are okay, Buf, right? Guy could have spelled it. He could have spelled it A-S-S-H-O-L-E-B-U-F-F-O-R-D. Well, it's all right, Uchi. You got the point across. Asshole Buford. I got it. Now can I finish this fucking poor guy's email that you're fucking making me butcher? David, my apologies. It says here, this is the best thing on the radio. Amen. I love the dumbass people stories that y'all do. I found this one on the internet. All right. The story caption reads, Roosevelt Allen Douglas the second masturbates next to a girl, says he just had a hole in his pants. Buf, you buying this?
No.
I'm in agreement with you. There was a big hole in his alibi. That's what the story caption reads. There's a picture of this guy, too, from the Gainesville Police Department, courtesy of the Gainesville, Florida Police Department. Roosevelt Island Douglas, I read that, in front of a 12-year-old girl, but police say he told them he was just trying to fix a hole in his pants. According to an arrest report obtained by the Gainesville Sun, Douglas, 32, excuse me, for burping, it's the chicken, was at the home of a girl on Wednesday when he allegedly started masturbating in front of her, then showed her some inappropriate text messages. Now, tell me that's not a romantic date if it wasn't a 12-year-old. He could be with a chick his own age going, hey, watch this. Read this. What do you think? What do you think?
You still want to show me your cucumber?
All right. Romance. The girl told police that when she left the room, he followed her outside and later called her and asked her not to tell anyone about what happened. Douglas' version of the story, according to report, is that he had accidentally flashed the girl due to a hole in his pants. Yeah, usually that's called a zipper in the front, right, Buf? Or am I wrong on that?
You're correct.
Thank you. I just thought I'd clarify that for the listeners. He was only touching himself to try to fix the situation. He also allegedly stated that he had shown the girl text messages he had sent to someone else. He was arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious exhibitionist. This isn't the first time someone accused him of masturbating in the wrong place. He has been blamed the clothing malfunction. In January, police say a Pennsylvania woman caught masturbating next to a convenience store told them that his penis was only out because his pants had shrunk. It's worth nothing, though, right? That sometimes crazy-sounding excuses are true. Last October, a Florida man was accused of masturbating while sitting in his car in a parking lot. He told police he was really just scratching a rash on his testicles and went so far as to offer to show them proof. An officer agreed and verified that the suspect did indeed have a rash. And Buf, once again, these things only take place in... Take a guess where they're all from.
Florida.
Florida.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Well, there you go, Buf. Are you buying into that?
No.
Not even you are suckered into that. I love it. All right. Let's move on, man. Unfucking believable. Another great story. Let's thank your buddy, David B. of Kentucky, for that one. Thank you, David. Buf, go right ahead, man. Take the next one.
All right. This story was sent in from Cindy of Virginia.
Cindy, what's up? Thank you very much for your email.
Cindy, we appreciate it. She writes, oh my God, you have the best show in the world.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That is a high compliment.
It is. Thank you so much.
In the world.
Thank you. You have the worst sound in the world, but we have the best show in the world. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well.
Jim, part two, the sound issue.
Yeah, a little sound issue. That's all right. We're getting through. We still make the show good and fun. I listen to the 24/7 feed all day.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
The news is a great part of the show.
Yes.
I read tons of news and saw this crazy story. It makes you wonder how many people are doing this. Well, the story's entitled Professor Accidentally Leaves Projector On While Watching Porn During Class.
Can you picture that, though, man? How many professors or teachers have a projector that they use to teach their students and flip on porn when nobody's in there? And you could see the picture, dude. Take a look at the picture. They actually...
Yeah, why are you talking like that? He's on... It's Pornhub.
Yeah, he's on
Pornhub.
I know
exactly.
You're on it right now. We're doing the show. That's why you're so fucking distracted. No, but look at the. He's on Pornhub. He's sitting there at the desk with his hand on his face, like, I can't see his other hand unless it's on the mouse. But that's a picture of a chick's legs wide open. It's somebody fingering a chick, right? Somebody snap that. Wow. What the fuck, dude? Look at that.
What?
I see it.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
God, I'm sorry.
He's probably one of the Asian porn clips. They got a lot of those on there.
Yeah, thanks, Pewf. What else do they have on there? Oh, my God, this fucking guy.
Yeah, well, if you click on that link, Uchi.
Well, Uchi, if you clicked on the other link, you can find asshole fondling.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
You can continue. Oh, God. All right, you can continue now, dude. You're fucking killing me. Go.
You're killing me.
Hey, I'm not the Pornhub expert, buddy. I am not the Pornhub expert. You fucking are. You're the one right away. I didn't even get a chance to pull the picture up on the screen. You're like,
it's Pornhub, Uchi. I'm on it right now. Looks like Asian. They got a lot of Asian on there, Uchi.
Oh, God.
Jackass alert.
Okay.
Get used to disappointment.
That'll be for a later show. Anyway, sir,
we're live.
Porn sites at work is always Mutant. Tricky business, but probably never more so than when you're a university professor checking out Pornhub inside a classroom on a computer that's hooked up to a working projector. A daredevil professor at, I never even heard of this university, Wenegan, I don't even know. Anyway, it's Wageningen, University in the Netherlands. No wonder I can't pronounce it. Figured that finding that perfect skin flick.
I've done phonics for
Buhern. Skin. See? Okay. Anyway, that perfect skin flick for later was worth that risk. And proceed to visit the X-rated video site on the same computer he had just used to lecture a class full of students on advanced food chemistry.
Oh, they're definitely getting their food chemistry, all right.
Brilliant!
With the blood having rushed away from his cranium in a hurry, the professor who was visiting the Belgium Ghent University apparently forgot to disconnect the computer from the overhead projector. Though the classroom was empty at the time, students viewing the lecture online were able to learn more about their professor's porn taste than they likely expected. A screen grab of the extracurricular activity was brought to the attention of the university officials, and the professor was asked to leave. His after-school activities notwithstanding, students spoke well of the professor, telling a local tabloid he was an excellent teacher.
Right. Now, the one problem I have with this is, yeah, he was looking at it there, the projector. It wasn't with kids in the classroom. He's an adult. I didn't see he did anything wrong except the fact that he pulled the porn up on the projector. Because if he would have just did it on the laptop, nobody would have said a fucking word to him. Your thoughts on this?
I agree with you. But the thing was, he was still connected to his students watching the seminar online. So that's where he basically got caught, because right, they screen captured
fair it. Fair enough. All right, so let's say thank you to Cindy for that. Cindy, thank you very much for that. And Beef, I'm ready to take a break, man. We've been going at this for over an hour. Great show so far. Let's take a break.
I need a break today. I really do.
All right, so we're going to take a break. More of the Uchi Show is coming up next, so stick around, stand by. Nobody move.
Everybody stand back. It's minor league manager Wally Backman.
What'd he say? He never even looked at you. He never even fucking looked at you.
You're done too.
For what? What the fuck did I just say?
I don't know. Wally.
You motherfucker.
Wally.
What the fuck?
Wally.
No, this is bullshit. I never said a goddamn word to the guy. You know it.
Yes.
You know it.
The Uchi Show.
Daddy B from the world famous Bunny Ranch, home of the HBO Cat House Show. And you know what? When I'm not banging the bunnies, I'm watching and listening to Uchi, Uchi, Uchi.
BBC News announcer James Noddy with news on Jeremy Cunt.
What's happening in the course of the next hour? Well, first up after the news, we're going to be talking to Jeremy Cunt, Hunt, the Culture Secretary, about broadband. Excuse me. And Egypt has called in international shark experts to investigate a series of attacks in the Red Sea. Pardon me for coughing fit.
The Uchi Show.
Hello?
Fuck you!
What?
What?
Huh?
You're in my house!
Hey, a nigga need to own their own house. You buy a house, and goddamn it, once you buy a house, then that's your house.
You're in my house, honey.
Once you buy a house, you own it, and then you tell a motherfucker, get the fuck on away from my house. Get your ass away from my house.
Bullshit! You're in my house! Get the fuck out!
Hey, do you recognize what I'm talking about?
What?
Huh?
What? You fucking selfish bitch.
Oh, scary motherfucker, hey. I wish I would a nigga come by my house and tell me what I can and can't do.
Look stupid, see if I give a fuck.
You better get your bitch ass out, hey. I'll kill your ass.
Oh, you're all angry now.
I don't like no shit like that.
You need a fucking soul.
Huh?
What?
Don't fuck with me.
You provoked it.
Don't you fuck with me.
I need a woman.
I got all my scruples about myself.
I need a fucking woman.
Fuck you, baby. I never said it.
You're a dishonest cunt.
I know what you're going to do, man. Don't you look at me. Don't look at me. Don't you look at me.
No!
I'm the angel of light, and I'm the angel of goddamn darkness.
Bullshit!
Asshole!
You're a dishonest cunt!
Straight up asshole.
You fucking cunt.
I wanna feel you from the inside. 8 out of 10 strippers listen to the Hoochie Show. Another 2 just happen to be whores. Hoochie Show at Hoochie.com.
Yo, welcome back to the Hoochie Show, man. We are back live. Hey, don't forget, log on right now to www.euthe.com for everything Uchi Show. And don't forget, man, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/euthe. You got Twitter? Check out my tweets, twitter.com/euthe. And don't forget the official show Twitter. It's twitter.com/Uchi Show. Beaufy, welcome back from the break.
Dog.
Well, thank you, my brother, from another mother.
Yo, bro, go right ahead and plug your sites, man.
All right. If you can, to four of our stations, go to KnightRiderRadio.com. And down the right-hand column, you'll find the links, and you can tune in and listen. We got a classic rock and mix station, hip-hop and all. We got a country station, a sports station, and, of course, our talk radio with Classic Uchi. If you want to like us on Facebook, go to nightriderradio.info. And definitely follow us on twitter.com/DJ Nightman. Back to you, balls.
Thank you very much for that. Hey, you just heard from one of our fine affiliate stations, nightriderradio.com. Don't forget, check out VPZ Radio, Maximum Threshold Radio, and Edge Radio. And, hey, the Uchi Show is mobile. How about you? Log on right now to Uchi.com in the center tab. Select the mobile device, iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android, and get the Uchi Show to go. And don't forget, check us out on iTunes, man. Log on right now once again, Uchi.com. Center tab, select the iTunes link, and boom, you're ready to go. And don't forget, check out Uchi TV. Log on to UchiTV.com right now and check out all the latest and the greatest videos of the Uchi Show and more. And Beaufy. Without further ado, we got to give a big shout to our boy, Dom
the Thrash.
Why?
Oh, yes.
Plug Dominic.
Because we love the Dom Meister over at the Thrash. Definitely go check out his show every Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to hear some good hard rock and some metal, definitely go check out the Dom Meister over at MaximumThresholdRadio.com.
There you go. And he's also responsible for all the uploads, the Stitcher Radio app, and the iTunes. We want to thank Dom for his behind-the-scenes work with the show. We really respect you, bro. Big ups to you. Love you, man. Oh, and by the way, if you go to iTunes, Uchi Show from last week is up there. He already took care of that a week ago, so it's up there. Really quick, Beauf, let's get into this. Birthday parties, strippers. At what age do you think strippers should be allowed to be at a birthday party?
18 up, my friend.
All right, take a listen to this, and I'll get your thoughts as it goes through.
It's a story that we first told you about back in November. Parents complained that their teenage children went to a birthday party and strippers were giving lap dances.
Well, after months of interviewing witnesses, police have charged the mother who organized the party with endangering the welfare of children. Mark Mulholland brings us the story live from our Saratoga newsroom. Mark?
Well, good evening, Benita and Jim. South Glens Falls police sent out notice late this afternoon that they've charged 33-year-old Judy Vigor with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Now, Vigor's arrest stems from a party at Spare Time Bowling Center in South Glens Falls back on November 3rd. Police say she threw a party for her son's 16th birthday.
All right, so the kid just turned 16. The mother had a party at a bowling alley and brought strippers, and they gave lap dances. The mother's being charged with endangering the welfare of children. If I'm a 16-year-old boy, dude, and a hot 19 or 20-something-year-old chick is grinding her ass on my cock, I ain't going home and telling mommy nothing. Are you?
You got that right. No.
Okay.
They say they rented a private room at the bowling alley and invited several of her son's friends, both boys and girls. And according to police...
That's the mistake right there. She invited girls. Right or wrong?
Yep.
Should have left the chicks out.
That does it right there.
Yeah, fucked.
Vigor invited strippers, too, and she didn't tell the parents of the other children. When word and pictures spread, though, some of the parents became upset and reached out to the Post Star newspaper and News Channel 13. Police investigated, conducting dozens of interviews over 3 months.
Now, you know damn well it wasn't the fathers that were complaining to the police. Because the fathers were only complaining to the mother. Why don't you fucking invite me, stupid ass? Fuck, the mothers were pissed, right?
The result, five misdemeanor counts of endangering the welfare of a child lodged against Judy Vigor of Wilton. Police say the strippers performed intimate dances for five children who are under the age of 17. Now, News Channel 13 tried to reach Judy Vigor and her attorney for comment this afternoon, but so far, we haven't heard back. Live in our Saratoga newsroom, I'm Mark Mulholland. Benita?
All right, Mark, thank you.
What do you think there, Beauf? Mother of the Year Award? If you're her son, aren't you like, Mom, I love you, thank you so much for doing that? What is your thought on that?
Oh, I would be overjoyed.
So we're thinking here on this story, the only person that complained was actually the mothers, right, of the girls.
Right.
All right, good.
And you knew that was going to happen. Some girls ain't going to like that.
No, not at all. You're absolutely right. You want to add anything else to this, or can we move on?
We move on, my friend.
All right, this has to be one of my favorite stories. This has to be the bonehead story of the night. And kudos to the cops. You've heard, how many stories have we done with the 911 butt dial? We had the other asshole last week doing the 911 for cigarettes, am I right?
Right.
All right. Take a listen to this fucking dick.
Only on 8. Talk about a missed dial. A suspected drug dealer accidentally punches 911 on his cell phone, and dispatchers listen in as a drug deal goes down.
How does your ass dial 911? You're not going to tell me this is not karma, right? This is karma fucking you in the ass. When your asshole turns around and dials 911 while you're sitting there and you're about to deal dope. And the best part about it is the 911 dispatchers, right, get to listen to the whole thing and they actually play it for you. Your thoughts?
Well, the thing I don't understand, these people that do this, what they got, like a speed dial that, you know, they automatically hit and automatically calls 911? I mean, it just seems to me, surely, God, you're able to know how to dial a number.
I agree. I don't know. Like, my iPhone, when it's locked, the only thing you can make is emergency calls. I don't know. I've never tried it to see if it would call 911. I don't know.
Got to chuckle around the department because, you know, they don't make it that easy for us usually.
Good evening. I'm Joe Donlin.
And I'm Tracy Berry. It is our top story. News Channel 8's Kylie Boshi is live at Clackamas County 911 with the story you'll see only on 8. Kyle.
Tracy, police admit there's a lot of hard work that goes into criminal investigations, but sometimes you get lucky when the criminals make mistakes. The call came into 911 shortly after midnight Monday.
911, location of your emergency.
You got a call number?
Hello?
Initially, it sounded like what's commonly referred to as a butt dial, someone inadvertently calling 911.
Okay, well, I got 40 on me, so... The only issue is doing the product before
it. But emergency dispatchers quickly realized they were hearing a drug deal go down.
So yeah, I definitely need a 40.
You hear the girl going, I definitely need a 40, and I want to check the shit before I buy it. Oh, God, listen, this is great.
GPS from the phone indicated the call was coming from a back alley in Malala. That's where the dispatcher sent police.
This guy had a drug deal that was going on so long that the cops were able to fucking check where the signal was coming from and show up at the same time he's doing the deal.
Jeez, what is getting into people?
Idiots.
This, I will say, is a first, and it was you know, got a chuckle around the department because, you know, they don't make it that easy for us usually.
When officers arrived, they found a man and a woman sitting in a car. The two suspects denied having a working cell phone, so the officer spoke loudly. You can hear him on the 911 call.
Officers, it's 103. Can you still hear me?
I can.
Officers say they recovered methamphetamine. 25-year-old Raleigh Reynolds was taken into custody. He's facing multiple felony drug charges. The woman in the car received a citation. Police say this case couldn't have been easier.
They turned themselves in.
Not to mention, the alleged drug deal went down less than a block from the police station.
A block from the police station? You're on 911, butt dialed. What kind of case do you think they're going to have when they get this to court? You think they even have a case when they get this to court? Can a smart-ass lawyer even try to get them out of this? What do you think?
I don't see it happening. All I see is another bunch of meth heads going down.
Agreed.
We tried contacting both suspects in this case. We were not able to reach them. But who knows? They call police. Maybe they'll call us. Back to you.
We can hope. Thank you, Kyle.
That's a good one, right? Maybe they'll call us. They'll call the Itchy Show. Hey!
Hey, there you go. Hey, I would love it if we got some kind of off-the-wall call in one week we were doing the show. Wouldn't that just be
Yep. Amazing. All right. Hey, really quick, let's jump into this one. This is something you don't hear every day, but take a listen to what this student did. This is particularly fucking brave of this chick, because you never know what could happen. Take a listen to this.
It was really scary. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just got this on video.
It began when students in Justine Betty's gym class began noticing money and other items missing from their backpacks.
So the kids go into gym and they put their backpacks in the locker, right? We've done that when we were kids. You get your locker, you throw your shit in, you go participate in sports, and you come back and you're like, my lunch money's gone. My watch is gone. My this is gone. Right away you assume it's another student, right?
Right.
Take a listen to this.
She decided to hide in a locker to watch, never imagining what she would see.
I didn't want to believe that she would do something like that because she was so nice, but then she did it.
Her very popular teacher, an almost 30-year veteran, was going through student backpacks, appearing to take money.
Do you think this teacher was trying to pad a retirement or a 401k, Beef? What do you think? 30 years on the job?
Could be.
Stealing from kids' backpacks?
I think so.
How much are you getting from kids anyway? Unless kids are making more money than you, that's kind of pathetic. Or have more money than you. I don't know.
Well, unless she was getting some lunch money. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but what could you get? $5-$10? How much are they carrying, the average kid in school? I don't know what that is. Years ago when I went, it was carrying a quarter. Get your milk. Right? What did you carry when you went? 15 cents? A quarter? I don't think we even had a dollar. I don't even think we even had paper money. Not that paper money existed, I'm saying, but when we went to school, things were so cheap, your parents would flip you 50 cents. That was good for like 2 days. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
Yeah. What? You could buy extra. You could always go in and buy extra lunch.
Like you did.
That's why you're around.
Something needed to be done. Like, that's not okay.
Justine felt she had to do something and put herself into a locker again, this time with a phone video camera.
This is a brave girl, though. Am I right or wrong? Because what if this teacher would have been like, what the fuck are you doing in there? Could have been a very, very bad result, right?
Putting another phone camera pointing from another locker.
Right when we got the video, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got this on video. And I couldn't, like, believe that I had it, and I kept watching it over and over.
She and the other girls took the video to the principal.
Yeah, he said that he'll investigate it and stuff. And he told us to delete the video.
Yeah, he's going to investigate it. You delete the video, she just gave me a blowjob. It's not happening. Why would the principal tell him to delete the video when that's proof that a woman is stealing? And depending on how much she's taken, you know, you got petty larceny... There's a lot of different charges based upon what she took, right or wrong.
You're right.
And if you delete the video, how do you prove she fucking stole shit?
But I had already sent it to my dad.
Others had also sent the video out by then. It was not an easy decision to take it or to share it, they say, but other students agree with their decision.
Now, to be honest with you, I saw the video and it's cut and dry. She actually lays their backpacks down on a bench, and she's just opening it up, taking stuff, putting it in her pocket. So The video is very, 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 you know, conclusive evidence that this woman is guilty of theft. So for the principal to say that, she should have videotaped him saying that. He could have fucking fired his ass.
They've been supportive and said that we did the right thing.
It makes you feel like your privacy was a little bit invaded. But, you know, you can't help but feel bad for her either. So.
She was a good teacher.
Mm-hmm. She was a great teacher.
We feel like we did the right thing, but it's still, like, you know, kind of hard.
In Linden, Dave Marquis, News 10.
Beauf, you want to add anything to this story before we wrap it up and roll?
No, I think I'm good with this one.
All right, Beauf, then thank you very much. I want to say thank you for being a part of the program, man. You're very instrumental. We appreciate everything you do around here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend. It is a pleasure, and I just love being a part of just a well outstanding, one of the world's greatest programs.
There you go. Thank you. All right, from Beauf and myself, man, we are OUT out the door. Don't forget, log on to www.uchi.com and check us out on Uchi 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yo, we out.
Peace.
Hey, don't forget to log on right now to www.euthe. That's uchi.com for everything Uchi Show. While you're there, man, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/euthe. You got Twitter? Check out my tweets, twitter.com/euthe. Yo, check out the best of Uchi on demand on Uchi TV on demand. Log on right now to uchitv.com. Check out past videos and brand new fresh content uploaded daily. uchitv.com. And hey, you got a mobile phone? You want to take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Log on right now to uchi.com in the center tab. Select the link for Stitcher Radio. StitcherRadio.com is available for Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and Palm Pixie. That's Stitcher Radio and the Uchi Show, man. Log on right now to uchi.com center tab for more details. Everything you want to know is right there at your fingertips. Uchi.com.
What'd that look like? Dogs.